It's 3 o'clock.
Hi, this is Bill Toll, leader of the world-famous Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra, and you're listening to the Jazz Cafe at WRHU with your host, John Bohannon, broadcasting locally at 88.7 FM and on the web at WRHU.org. Don't forget, give a listen to big bands. We're going to keep this big band alive.
There once was a time when the colorful thing to do was to call for a girl on a bicycle built for two. But cars and trains and even planes all have had their day. Now the time is due to call for you in the modern atomic way. Come and take a trip in my rocket ship. We'll have a lovely afternoon. What a thrill you get riding on a jet. Destination moon. Travel fast as light to a lost from sight. The earth is like a toy balloon. Kiss the world goodbye as away we fly. Destination moon. We'll go up, up, way up. Straight to the moon we two. So high in the starry blue. I'll be out of this world with you. And away we'll steal in a space mobile, a supersonic honeymoon. Kiss the world goodbye as away we fly. Destination moon.
District, Petra Van Nuys. And we're pleased to have Petra with us right now here in the Jazz Cafe. Hi, Petra.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. We've been playing a lot of your sounds here in the Jazz Cafe. Outstanding singer. Really do some good work there.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I guess you survived the winter in Chicago, eh?
We're still surviving. We're having a slow turn to spring, but it should be here one of these days, I think. I hope.
So I hear.
We've been doing all our spring songs, hoping for the best. So
I've been trying to play some of those too, but nothing.
It's not working.
Not working. No, we got another storm heading this way, and Mama Nature's just in a bad mood.
I know.
I'm going to have to file a complaint with her boss. That's what I'm going to do.
Good luck. We'll see what happens.
I'll need it. It's such a pleasure to, I won't say discover you, but I just was not aware of your sounds until just recently. And you're got a lot of fans there in Chicago and a lot of gigs and keeping busy. That's good.
Yeah, it's a great city for working, you know, in terms of just really playing a lot. That's one of the main reasons that we moved here. It's just a large city, and there's not quite as many musicians as there are in New York or something like that. So there's a lot of opportunity to just kind of work a lot, which is what I like to do, because I feel like that's how I can improve.
Oh, yes.
By doing it, you know.
You don't need much improvement, I tell you. You're right, right down. You got a good sound there. Downbeat magazine had something nice to say about you: a light, gorgeous, and fairly delicate voice, a gift for melody, and plenty of rhythmic confidence. I'll drink to that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good sounds with your husband there, Andy Brown, on guitar. And, well, like I say, we've been playing a lot of your sounds here, and that Destination Moon from Faraway Places. I want to play one from, what is this one? The pretty one. The Sweet Refrain.
The Sweet Refrain. Yeah.
How about we hear Let There Be Love?
Sounds good.
All right. Let's hear it.
Let there be you. Let there be me. Let there be oysters under the sea. Let there be wind and occasional rain. Chili con carne, sparkling champagne. Let there be birds to sing in the trees. Someone to bless me whenever I sneeze. Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove. First of all, please, let there be love. Let there be you, let there be me, let there be oysters under the sea, let there be wind and occasional rain, chili con carne, sparkling champagne, let there be birds to sing in the trees, someone to bless me whenever I sneeze, let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove. First of all, please, let there be love. Let there be love. Let there be love. Let there be love.
Oh, I say, let there be Petra Van Nouse. Good sound.
Great pronunciation, by the way.
Oh, good.
Wow, you did it right. Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, I bet you get variations, but I worked at it. I want to be sure.
Thank you. Yeah, I get a lot of variations. I kind of respond to just about anything.
Well, I get variations on my name, too. It's amazing. I want to carry around a little sign that says, this is how you pronounce it, folks. But what made you decide to be a singer? Was it something you always wanted to do?
I think I've always been singing since I was a very little kid. I don't know. I love singing. There's some old recordings of me, you know, from age 3 or 4 singing songs. And I always loved lyrics, and they were always very easy for me to memorize. And I just like to express myself that way. I don't remember a time when I wasn't singing. Mm-hmm. So. But I didn't really get into jazz singing until about 15 years ago. I was more growing up doing more musical theater, and I was a dancer, so I was in a lot of shows. But once I heard some jazz vocalists, that really, immediately when I heard it, it was a realization for me that that's what I wanted to do, and that's how I wanted to sound, and that was the sound that I enjoyed hearing. So once I heard all the songs that I knew from shows done in that style, I was like, yes, you know, that was the aha moment.
Ah, good. Who did you hear that, who influenced you?
Well, so many people, but I would say that the first people, let me think about this, were actually Doris Day, who I think some people don't really think of as a jazz singer, but it was kind of a bridge, you know, she bridged the gap of jazz and mm-hmm. popular song, and Joe Stafford, once again, more like a popular singer, I guess you would say, and Blossom Dearie and Julie London. Those were kind of the first, like, jazz-type singers that I heard that kind of really helped me to realize that I really love that music and I wanted to transition into that. And so then after that, of course, then I started buying every jazz singer that I could see. That was back when there were record stores, and you'd go and you'd buy, you know, a bunch of stuff and get all these different recordings. And then I read a lot of books and liner notes and just kind of delved more deeply into every time somebody's a name was mentioned that I didn't know, I bought that person's recording. And so I'm kind of have a really large collection of a lot of different singers, and I really love a lot of more obscure jazz singers, but I would say my number one favorite singer is Peggy Lee.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, you're your own woman. You're not imitating anybody.
I think with the voice, it's hard to imitate. Maybe some people are better at it than me, but I find that people say that to me, oh, you don't really sound like anyone. I kind of almost wished I sounded more like someone, but I think that when you have your own, obviously everyone has their own instrument that you're mm-hmm. just given, so... And then when you listen to a bunch of different things, what's going to come out is probably going to be your own, because how could it not be, in a way, when you've combined all these different influences and then given your own vocal apparatus that you're born with, mm-hmm. that's what comes out, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Did you ever listen to Jerry Southern?
Oh, yeah, I love Jerry Southern.
Yeah, me too, me too.
Oh, man, that some of those ballads are just so... heartbreaking. She has such a straightforward and honest delivery, and wow.
Yeah, yeah. She's outstanding.
I know.
Yeah. We're talking with Petra Van Nouse, playing some things from her three albums, three CDs, if you will. And do you seem to really feel right at home in a live session in a club?
Yeah, I feel most at home that way. I would say that was my last CD that I did, was with my seven-piece band, the Recession 7, mm-hmm. which is, has more of a kind of like a trad, kind of early swing bent. But I just decided with that one that I'd rather just do it live, because it would just be in some ways easier. You know, mm-hmm. you just, there's no, there's really nothing you can fix, which is kind of a relief. You just do it and then you pick the best tunes and that's it. There's no going in and, oh, we'll cut this part and attach it to that and blah, 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 blah. So I kind of felt like that would be easier in some ways and a relief. And kind of like you said, I think you almost get the best results because that's what we're used to doing, is playing live. When you go into a studio, it's like an alien experience. It's an alien a place for me to be. So I feel very comfortable when there's people and there's noise and plates are being dropped and
right. yeah,
a little bit of chatter. And you know what I mean?
Well, that's how it is. You raise the curtain, you start the show, and you do it right the first time. Yeah.
Right. So yeah. I just kind of exactly just felt like, with the live CD, the one thing I thought that would be a good idea, which worked out very well, is that I thought, I've seen people try to do live recordings and they'll do, you know, hey, we're going to make a live recording with this one set of music. So every mm-hmm. song has to be perfect. And that's just, to me, too much stress. So I said, let's do two nights in a row and record two nights. And mm-hmm. then we're bound to get something that works, you know.
There you go. Yeah.
I kind of had a safety net, and it's so funny because, you know, the first night everyone's a little bit uptight, and it was basically almost every tune on the album came from the last set of the last night, so just goes to show you.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you mentioned the Recession 7. I want to play something from that. I kind of like the old song, I'll Never Be the Same.
Yeah, me too. That's actually one, though, that's not with the whole seven. That's just me and Andy. That was the one tune we did as a duet on that. But that was a really nice moment when we recorded that night. That was fun.
All right. Let's hear it right now.
Okay.
I'll never be the same. Stars have lost their meaning for me. I'll never be the same. Nothing's what it once used to be. And when the songbirds that sing tell me it's spring, I can't believe their song. Once love was king, but kings can be wrong. I'll never be the same. There is such an ache in my heart. I'll never be the same since we're apart. Though there's a lot that a smile can hide, well, I know deep down inside I'll never be the same. Never be the same again.
Yeah, that's pretty nice read on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like the way you handled that.
Thank
you. Heard a few dishes clattering there, but that's all right. You didn't get distracted.
No, I like the dishes. I was just discussing this with my husband Andy, who's the guitarist on that. I think I'm the most comfortable when it's not a concert, but it's more of a club where there's food and drink, and you know, I like it when people are paying attention and relatively quiet. But I like a small amount of a little bit of activity and noise. It kind of makes me feel at home and relaxed. I think when it's too quiet, we're all like, oh no, they're all staring at us, you know.
Right. Well, at least you know,
talk amongst yourselves.
Right. At least you know they're alive and well out there.
Yeah. It's good to know they're eating and drinking. Exactly.
Is it tough to sing with just one guitar rather than a band?
Sometimes it is, and sometimes it's not. It's kind of both. I think that when you're just with a guitar, you're very exposed,
mm-hmm.
Even more so than a piano. When I play with a pianist, it's so much fuller just by the nature of the instrument. But with a guitar, it's very sparse. But I think I'm very used to it because that's what I first started, when I first started singing that Andy, because he was my husband, and that's the first person I ever played with. So I started off playing a lot of duo guitar gigs, duo gigs with guitar, I should say. So I always kind of felt comfortable with that because that was how I started. But I do sometimes, when there is a band, it is nice because you can kind of relax more and let everybody else kind of fill in all the holes. When it's just you and the guitar, there's a lot more space.
Absolutely. Well, pick something you like from Recession 7. Let's play that next. How about that?
Okay. Well, I think maybe the first tune is good. That's kind of good to feature the whole band, Running Wild.
All right.
That features the whole band. There's three horn players. It's Chicago's finest horn men. We've got Russ Phillips on the trombone, Art Davis on the trumpet, and Kim Cusack on the clarinet, and then Andy, my husband, on guitar, and then my old friend Joe Paul Castro on bass, and a great drummer named Bob Rummage. So it's all seven of us.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah.
Petra Van Nuys and Friends.
And Friends.
Running wild, I've lost control. I'm running wild, mighty bold. I'm feeling gay and reckless too. Carefree mind all the time, never blue. I'm always going, I don't know where. I'm always showing that I don't care, don't want nobody, it's not worthwhile. I'm all alone and I'm running wild. Thank you. Running wild, I've lost control. I'm running wild, mighty bold. I'm feeling gay and reckless too. Every mind all the time, never blue. I'm always going, I don't know where. I'm always showing that I don't care. Don't want nobody, it's not worthwhile. I'm all alone and I'm running wild. It's not worthwhile. I'm all alone and I'm running wild.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, man, it was good to hear that again. Those guys are smoking.
Yeah, they certainly
are. Love all those solos.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Great sounds there. And I must say, you're a breath of fresh air.
Thank you.
Yeah, really enjoy playing your sounds here. And well, what do you have coming up that we should know about?
Well, mostly just stuff around here in Chicagoland, the great land of Chicago, which encompasses many suburbs. I don't really have anything I can think of right now that's out of town. It's mostly all around here, but I'm lucky to be working a whole heck of a lot these months, so that's good.
Yeah, I'm glad you're staying.
I don't have to get a real job.
No, I don't.
I'm trying not to, trust me.
Yeah,
that's the
yeah.
motive.
Right. We got some great sounds. I want to play one more. We'll just have a shoe off here. But I want to thank you very much, Patria Van Nouse, for taking some time to be with us. And your albums, Patria's Recession 7, Far Away Places, and A Sweet Refrain, all available wherever CDs are available these days.
They're all available on CD Baby. That's really the great place for independent artists these days.
Yeah, it seems to be that place. That
it is.
I still miss the old days when you could go into a record store and browse.
I know.
Yeah.
There's a great record store still here in Chicago, the Jazz Record Mart. It's, I think, the largest and maybe the oldest, or maybe both of those things, the record store in the country. It's great.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I'm glad to hear
yeah.
that.
Yeah, that's still alive and well, so that's good.
Petra, thank you again, and keep us advised. You have to come to New York sometime. Got some good clubs here.
Yeah. I would love to, yeah. We lived there for a little while, and we were back, I think, 2 years ago, or maybe it was a year ago, playing it for the New Jersey Jazz Society there at the Shanghai Jazz. That was really fun. But we'd love to come back as often as possible.
Yeah, I wish you would.
That's great.
Yeah. Give us a chance to catch your act in person, yeah.
You'll be the first to know.
That sounds good to me.
I will let you know for sure.
All
Thank
right.
you so much for taking the time to have me on the show and for playing all these tunes. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure. Like I said, I get to listen to the good sounds, too. So,
good.
Thank you, Petra. Right. Take care.
Well, thank you so much. You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Petra Van Nouse, one more time. Thank you.
cuddle up and hold me tight. Stars above, they seem to know we're putting on a late, late show. Hear the crazy music in the trees. See the flowers dancing in the breeze. Old man moon begins to glow. He is joining in the late, late show. Birds that should be dreaming starting chirping a song, and while fireflies are gleaming, we kiss, kiss all night long. Then we amble back to my front door, say goodnight, and then we kiss some more. Guess you know I like you so. It started at the late, late show. Say goodnight and then we kiss some more. Guess you know